This is day 18, and today's devotion is titled, I Am Qualified, by Kyle Fox. But first, let's come into his presence with praise.
What would you like for me to bring? If you could receive anything, is there a hymn or melody that could ever say enough? What would you like for me to bring? If you could receive anything, is there a gift or offering that could ever say enough? Could ever say enough? What would you like for me to bring? If you could receive anything, is there a vow of loyalty that could ever say enough? Could ever I could compare.
John 2:5 says, "Whatever he says to you, do it." A venti black coffee and a bathroom break. That's all I wanted as my wife and I hurried into the Huntsville, Texas Starbucks for a quick pit stop during a long road trip. And then as I rushed into Starbucks, God pointed to someone I should talk to. "But God, I'm technically still on vacation. You would have thought I was a 5-year-old just asked to clean his room," by the way I responded. In the time it took the barista to pour my coffee, I told God all the reasons why I should not talk to this person. He's going to think I'm weird. He probably wants to be left alone. We need to get back on the road. And last but not least, what could I possibly say to this person that might help him? I fought it hard. We made it to the car when I turned around and went back inside. I awkwardly sat down at the guy's table and ask how I could pray for him. I'll never forget the look of relief on his face. He told me he went there that morning to pray and shared that he had anxiety about a decision he had to make. Not only did I pray with him, I also shared that my wife and I walked through what he was facing. In that moment, God used a stranger from North Richland Hills to remind this man he was not alone. God even told me to mail him a particular book a couple of weeks later. Looking back, it wasn't my insecurity or excuses that almost kept me from approaching him. It was doubting my qualification. Moses felt far from qualified when God called him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. There's a well-known quote, "God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called." We tend to think of qualification in a broad sense, extensive training, career experience, or an advanced degree. What if we walked in confidence knowing God uniquely qualifies us for every situation in which he places us? You know that nudge you feel in those moments? What if that nudge is a direct result of someone else's prayers? What if the only distance between a stranger and their breakthrough is the distance between you and that person? What if, in that moment, God chose you to bring a little bit of heaven into their situation? Our feelings of doubt can disable us. Feelings lie to us. We are at our best when we stop relying on how we feel and start relying on God who fills us. Allow God to lead you today, and if you'll obey, it could change someone's life. It might even change yours. All right, let's pray. Lord, thank you for choosing us to be your representative. Would you anoint us and would you help us, empower us with the words that we need to say that we might overcome doubt and feel uniquely qualified for the situations you put us in today. Give us a lens that sees every opportunity the way that you see them, that we might impact people's lives today. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's scripture for memory is Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Acts 1:8. Let's say that again. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Acts 1, verse 8. Let's say that again. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Acts 1, 8. All right, great job. Let's take every opportunity to serve God in the situations of our life today.